Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. Today's been productive on my end. I got some stuff done on the website, and I'll tell you the website address while I'm talking about it. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. Phones are open, and you can call me at, your guest call in at 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and then we'll see where spirit leads us. 256, you're on air.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good.
How can I help you?
Yes, my question is, I had been unemployed for about 7 months. I just got a job maybe about 8 days ago. And just found out that it's going to be 30 days before I get paid again. So before I get paid. And
right.
I'm just wondering what in just this job, just how is it going to work out for me? And am I going to have the funds to help me before, you know,
right.
the time comes again?
Right. That's a long time between money. but, yeah, a lot of people are probably doing that right now due to the government thing. But,
right.
you know, I feel like you're going to be okay. I feel like, you know, you need to reach out to somebody and they can help you with money or whatever down the line. But, you know, I feel like it's going to be okay. It's all going to iron itself out. So you just have, you know, just keep believing and know that Spirit has you and taking care of you. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great afternoon.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go with 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. How can I help you?
Hi. I had to file legal papers against my bank about a month ago,
okay.
and I wonder if you saw this resolving in my favor soon, hopefully soon.
It looks like it'll be resolved, but it's going to be a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, that's what I'm seeing right now. That doesn't mean that I can't change. It just
right.
means that that's what I'm seeing right now. But, you know, I you know, just keep your head up and keep plowing forward because you're doing a good job in every area of your life. But, you know, yeah, just hang in there.
Okay. Thank you so much and Happy New Year and bless you.
Happy New Year and bless you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go with 347. You're on air. Whoop. Hold on. Okay, there you go.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know what you see for me and someone named Frank. Right now, we're not even talking. And I don't know if maybe he's involved with, I don't know if he's already involved with someone new, what he's thinking, if we'll ever evolve into like a committed long-term relationship. So just wanted to know what you
yeah.
see with that.
Okay. I don't think you're going to like this, but I don't see it working out long-term. I feel like he's already moved on with someone else or they were already there. I'm not sure, but I just feel there's another woman around him. So, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang in there. Somebody else is coming into your life around the end, close to like November of this coming year. So, all right? Okay. Hang in there. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's go with 631. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne. Just want to see what changes you see for me.
Okay. Can you say your first name for me, please, again?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. All right. That helps. Gives me to tap into your energy. I really feel like this is going to be one of those years for you that things are really going to start moving. In every area, especially your finances. And there's also, I don't know if this is a physical move or a spiritual move, but there is something coming up where you're going to be moving. That looks like about October.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're right. My lease is up November of next year, but maybe I can get a move a month early.
Yeah, I would try that.
And I just met a man today, this morning for breakfast, and he already asked me for dinner tonight, so maybe that'll go somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. Dinner's always good. So, but
no, I mean
yeah,
the relationship.
yeah, I see a relationship. I really feel like, you know, this is a person that's going to be hanging around for a while. I don't know how long, but I just feel like it could be a connection there.
And do you see anything with work changing?
I honestly don't know at this point.
Yeah, me either. But
so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a teacher aide. I just want to. I want to stay there.
For, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I was thinking of a second job, but it's too much. I just want to work one job, so I'm a teacher aide now. But I was hoping maybe in September, teacher assistant, so I can get more money. But the same school.
I would pursue that because I feel like that would open up for you. So, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. 480, you're on air with me. Hello. You're on air with me now.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How can I help you?
So similar with the previous caller, what changes do you see for me in 2019?
I feel, are you in a relationship now? Or
no, I'm not.
Because I keep seeing a really strong male coming forward. Somebody that is really confident in themselves, you know, knowing where they're going to go and stuff like that. But I feel like that is going to be for you. So you just got to take it one day at a time, but you know, I feel like that's going to be something that's going to work out.
Okay. So that's, so it's a long-term relationship is what you think?
I'm not saying that because I don't really know that. I have yes and no on that. So, but you know, I would enjoy it right now and see where it goes. I wouldn't worry about the future too much.
Okay. Anything about the career?
Okay. Excuse me?
Anything about career changes?
None that I'm seeing right now, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're
have
welcome.
A good one. Bye.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good day.
All right, let's go with 954. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Nice to hear you again. This is Ann. And, I have a question regarding my living situation. There was a major change last week, and it caused a big financial hardship. I wondered if you see me getting it straightened out.
Yeah, it should straighten out. It looks like by the time we go into February, that should be working out of the situation. So,
as far as the payment and so forth?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be able to meet those.
Will I have to move or be able to stay where I'm at?
I feel like you're going to stay where you are for at least, you know, a couple of years still. So.
Okay. And also, I have a car that had a lot of repair and spent a lot of money, and it's still not running. Do you see me getting that resolved?
Yeah, you need to take it to a better mechanic. I don't think it's going to cost
a
whole bunch.
I have given a referral after a tow yesterday. You think that person will be able to do it reasonable?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a reasonable price, yeah. So.
Do you think things will get worked out as far as this financial crisis, right?
Yeah, the financial thing going on, yeah. So.
About relationship issue, anything there?
Not that I'm picking up at the moment.
Okay. All right, real good.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with 480. You're on air. Hello.
Hey, Michael. It's Mike.
Hi.
Hey. Well, I moved to Las Vegas about 6 months ago, and right now I'm I have a job offer from a what they call a gaming bar. So it's like a local, like a normal bar with, you know, restaurant, but it just happens to have, you know, video poker and things like that. I also have a second interview coming up for like a regular restaurant that doesn't have gaming, which is in a really nice area. And then I also have, there's an opportunity for a work at home, sales position. It is 1099. And I was just kind of curious on, what direction do you kind of feel in and around those three options?
Okay. I agree with you. I don't see you with the gaming thing. I don't see that being where you need to be. So your second choice is probably going to work out pretty better than that. So that's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, okay, no, I was thinking ahead. I was. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're all right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thinking I might as well just take the one that's been offered and start with that. And then when the other one is ready to move forward, because it's they haven't opened yet, so it could take a month.
Okay.
So I might as well be doing something rather than sitting around waiting.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
you want to generate some money. But, yeah, I would do what you just said, and I see it working out for you. But, you know, when they do open, you need to be there. And apply because I feel
yep.
like that's going to be a really good job for you.
Yeah, I should have a second interview, Monday or Tuesday, sometime this week. I interviewed yesterday. They're like, we're going to bring you
okay.
back to talk to somebody else. You know, that typical corporate stuff where you got to meet with
right.
a bazillion people.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have any, like down the road, ultimately I want to work from home and where I don't have to actually go to work. So like this company that does work from home, it's got a base, so it's like $2,000 a month plus commission.
Right.
But it is 1099.
Okay.
Do you feel anything positive or negative about that?
I don't feel anything either way right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably something maybe reevaluate it in 6 months.
Yeah, because I'm going to say by the end of this year, I used to be working at home.
Oh, good. Well, it's funny that you say that. A buddy of mine that works for a big.com in Phoenix, they're starting to, in the second quarter, start looking at bringing people on to work remotely. So I have several
okay.
contacts there. Perfect.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you, sir.
So that will work out. No problem. You
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too. All Thanks,
right.
man.
Bye. All right, let's go with 111. Hope you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Michael. Happy New Year. Thank you for taking my call. And
Happy
are you still doing your show at nighttime?
I'm not doing shows at nighttime just due to the fact that I don't have internet at my home, so I have to go where I can pick that up. And so it's going to vary, but. Yeah, I have shows at night about 10 o'clock on Friday
okay,
and Saturday.
I hope people call you because you are very accurate.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mike, I have a question. The my mom's friend gave me some income.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with the letter E. Do you still see him? Is it just for a little bit more?
Yes, I do. I mean, I see that being something for you to follow and just, you know, don't press the person too hard, but they're going to help you out and stuff, all right?
And Michael, one more thing, please. There's another man that where I live, of course, he's a brother owner. He started with letter D. Well, hey, does
right.
he hate me? Does he hate me? Because I am... Does he hate me?
No.
No?
He doesn't hate
okay.
He doesn't hate you, but there's not a connection there very well, so. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye. If you want to set up full readings with me, I will tell you that the prices are on sale at the moment, it's half off with a regular charge. I also will tell you that at the end of the month, prices are going to go up a little bit. So you might just think about that. If you can do that, that's great. So, all right. Oh, I think I'm done with callers. Hold on. Let me check 111 again. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll make it brief. Awesome
okay.
readings. My name is Lori, and I wanted to know there is a group of people that are bothering me and harassing me, and it's been going on for 7 years. Do you see that justice being done finally in 2019, and that all of this chaos and nonsense and plagiarism just stops?
Yeah, I'm seeing like skills issues, like legal skills, but. I feel like it's going to be a better year for you. So you just trust spirit and things are going to work out for you. It's really going to be an awesome year for you financially as well as romantically. So, all right.
Wonderful. Blessings. Thank you for what you provide for everybody. You're wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're giving me a big head. So, all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I think I got everybody. That is good. You can contact me if you need to on the website at www.insightswithmichael.net. That's insightswithmichael.net. So you can check that out. All right. We're going to say goodbye for right now. I will be on Tuesday at 3 o'clock Central Time. All right. See you guys then. All right. Bye. Have a great day.
Calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Shanti, Sanchi, and
Shanti.
We are awake.